We talk about Taylor's new music and how her ex's wife is listening. While Conan Gray chats Olivia Rodrigo with us, we sat down with Bryson Tiller. The City Girls are fighting, while JT has her own beef with Glorilla, and J. Cole responds to Kendrick's diss, and are going in-depth on Future. This is Billboard News for Tuesday, April 9th. Here's three things you need to know in hip-hop. Is everything okay with the City Girls? Miami called out JT online for sneak dissing her own solo songs. She said, "For you to come on here and try to play the victim is crazy. Jatavia, you have been sneak dissing me for the last couple of days. A bitch trying to kick me while I'm down and play into these narratives is dangerous when I've been nothing but a friend to you." JT responded, "Oh wow, you're really losing it. If you thought this, why not speak to me about it? Attention seeking as usual." But Miami eventually said she wants what's best for JT, and they hopped on the phone and both said, "I love you" in post on X. We love a happy ending. But will it be that for JT and Glorilla?
Why did you feel the need to pop up on JT so hard?
Everything just always everything, and at the end of the day, that day gonna motherfucker end.
After releasing a track where she called for rap girls' unity, JT called Glorilla corny. And so many exchanges went down with both of them calling each other ugly. And Glo saying, "What you wanted me to say, I didn't slap you, but I hit you with a purse instead."
It's all the truth though. You hit her with the purse.
Everything is everything.
But J. Cole is calling for peace. After exchanges with him and Drake and Kendrick Lamar,
"What the fuck the big three? Nigga, it's just big me."
J. Cole took to the stage with Amazon at Dreamville Fest and ended it all.
"I want to say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest motherfuckers to ever touch a fucking microphone?"
When it comes to dissing Kendrick, he said this.
"It's one part of that shit that make me feel like, man, that's the lamest shit I ever did in my fucking life, right?"
And at the end, it didn't sit right with him.
"That shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel, that shit disrupts my fucking peace. So, you know what I mean? I pray that my nigga really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my nigga, I got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm gonna take that shit on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, it's love.
All is well in hip hop.
BTA is the new project.
My body like Calypso. She's throwing that back. I'ma leave my fist up.
Hanging out backstage at Rolling Out with Bryson Tiller, man. So listen, you've been on our R&B charts a lot, but just now, Whatever She Wants hit top 10 on our Hot Rap Songs chart.
I'ma take a bougie ass to Rodale and then let her pick up whatever she want. CC Gucci, Hippo, take her whatever she want.
That's amazing. I didn't know that, and I'm very appreciative of how people are reacting to it. It was something that I made just for fun. In the studio, I wanted to try something different, and that's what came out. That actually came from my mixtape in the summer. Last summer, actually, I was just out there in Miami, creating some new experiences, went to a couple different clubs. Yeah, that song came from it, and I just was like, wanted to give my fans some new music just for fun, a mixtape series. So that came, Whatever She Wants came from volume 2 of my mixtape series.
So BTA. Kinda
go to distance, you got all my attention, baby.
I've learned to just, not seek validation, believe in myself wholeheartedly, trust my gut, and just, keep my confidence bulletproof. Don't let anybody come take it from me or trick me out of my spot, because they will try. People are going to try after they see this. They're going to try it in the comments. But, whatever you see, you just got to keep going, keep doing what you're doing. Remember that this is your dream, Like Dave Chappelle said, this is your dream. Live it how you want it.
We did it.
The album is out now.
Can Future snag another number one album? In anticipation of Future and Metro Boomin's second collaboration project, We Still Don't Trust You, let's look back at his Billboard chart accomplishments. This is Billboard Explains Future's success on the charts. Future's first chart appearance came thanks to his featured role on YC's Racks in 2011, which reached number 42 on the Hot 100 and number 4 on the Hot Rap Songs chart. Since then, Future has been racking up the Hot 100 hits. He currently has 185, the fourth most of any artist behind Drake, Taylor Swift, and Lil Wayne. The rapper has 15 top 10s, including smashes like Mask Off and Life is Good. The Billboard chart topper has 3 Hot 100 number ones, his feature on Drake's Way Too Sexy, Wait For You with Drake and Tems, and like that, his collab with Metro Boomin and Kendrick Lamar. Over on the Billboard 200, Future has 9 number one albums, including DS2 in 2015, I Never Liked You in 2022, and most recently, We Don't Trust You with Metro Boomin earlier this month. Future made history on the Billboard 200 in 2017 when his Future and Hendrix albums were number one in back-to-back weeks, making him the first solo artist to knock himself out of the number one spot. Will his upcoming project with Metro Boomin be his 10th number one album? Only time will tell.
Taylor's Tortured Poets is almost here, but did Monday's Eclipse come with some lyric teases? As Calvin Harris's wife will definitely be sneaking to listen. Though Tay's new album isn't arriving until April 19th, Monday's Eclipse saw her post a video to her IG of an unseen writer hammering the following message on a typewriter. Crowd goes wild at her fingertips, have moonshine, full eclipse. Safe to say, we'll probably be singing that soon. And so will Calvin Harris's wife, Vic Hope. She stated on BBC Radio 1, "As soon as my husband goes away, I listen to Taylor Swift. That's just when I get my little feel, just a little feel, just a couple of songs, get it out of my system, and then it's done. Girl, we don't blame you at all."
It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero.
And in a brand new interview, Lindsay Haven sat down with Conan Gray.
The album, a majority of the album, while I was in the process of falling in love for the very first time. Mm-hmm. And so it very much also like really affected how I made the music because I felt so different. I felt really weird. Like I was feeling all these things that I hadn't felt before. So I would like look in the mirror and be like, who even is that? And so I think the music had to kind of reflect how out of body the whole thing felt.
Yeah. It is unusual that most people, when they fall in love for the first time, don't then have to talk about it at length.
Yeah, I know. It's also weird because, like, you know, it's like, it didn't happen that long ago. So it's like, it's super weird because, like, I haven't even talked about these things with the person that I dated. So it's like super, super, super strange. It's a very unnatural thing, but I'm trying to be normal about it. Well, I mean, I would very much say that my first two albums have a lot of pop punk in them. I mean, like I look at a song like Checkmate from my first album, that is about as punk pop as you go. I think maybe people don't realize because it is like masked in other sounds and synths and things, but I still think there's a lot of like grunge and punk and also country in the music that people don't really pick up on because there's
you're so layered.
Yeah.
This is definitely like, this is artful grunge, I would say.
Exactly.
The full interview is on Billboard's YouTube. This is Billboard News.